The library's general endowment is the older of the two. It was started in 2007 as organizers began fundraising to build a new facility. Last year, it received a $100,000 gift from local resident Sue Paulson, longtime librarian and president of the Friends of Petersburg Libraries for 19 years. Paulson gave the money in honor of her mother, Helmi Jensen.
I have to say, mother was fond of quoting from the Broadway musical Hello, Dolly. And her favorite line was, "Money is like manure. It doesn't do any good unless you spread it around, encouraging young things to grow."
In recognition, the library will be naming the larger community meeting room after Helmi Jensen. Paulson says her mother immigrated from Finland with her family in 1921.
But I thought, here's my chance to support our public library by giving to the endowment fund and giving in honor and memory of my wonderful mother, who was an immigrant to this country, the first in her family to graduate from high school and the first to graduate from college. So she really knew the power of education and the value of libraries. She came to Petersburg as a teacher. She married a fisherman. She was an artist, an actress, a mother, a gardener, a library board member, and a storyteller that could make just about anything seem funny.
Paulson says it's appropriate that one meeting room is named after her mother, while the other is named in honor of former librarian Ruth Sandvik. The two were good friends and worked together on many projects. The money in the two endowments is managed under the umbrella of the Alaska Community Foundation. Only investment income is spent and the balance grows. The general endowment has now reached over $162,000 and is capable of paying out $2,700. Another fund, the Art Education Endowment, was started in 2012 by former Petersburg teacher John McCabe with a starting gift of $12,000. He has continued with that giving, and it now has a balance of over $142,000. McCabe declined an interview about his generosity. That endowment is paying out $1,900 for programs this year. It's making education offerings possible, like an ongoing writer's workshop and art classes. Librarian Tara Alcock says the money helps the library plug gaps.
If we can get partial funding but not full funding, it helps us complete the funding for projects. It also helps us because we can use it as a match for grant funding. So in some cases, when we've gone, say, to the Rasmussen Foundation and asked for funding for projects, we've been able to use endowment funds as a match, which helps leverage funding from those organizations.
Alcock says this community support is important to the library.
We value all levels of giving. We really appreciate community support, and we're just always overwhelmed with what we see in terms of giving from our little community. Folks are very, very generous with the library. And if gifts are given over $100 to our endowments, we commemorate them with fish on our fishing wall out front.
To make a donation, you can contact her at 772-3349 or visit the library's website. She notes that people can also include the endowment funds in their estate planning, bequeathing retirement, life insurance, investments, and even real estate. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.